Welcome to Big Blend Radio with travel writer Linda Kassam, the food, wine, and shopping diva. Welcome, everybody. Today, we are going to the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show because Diva Linda loves sparkly things. Anything with a sparkle or a glitter, you're into, right, Diva Linda?
That's correct.
Yep.
Love it.
So you went to the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, and this is a huge event. You know, and we lived in Tucson. You know, it's like, don't leave your house unless you're going.
I mean, it's huge. You can do it in over a number of days. You can do it over a number of hours. It just depends on what you want. There's over 40 events that you can go to throughout the city of Tucson. There's shuttles. You can take your car. You can see what the bus schedule is. I just went to the main convention center. And I think for your first time, that's good enough. Unless you're just really a rock hound and you have a lot of time. But going to the convention center, it's inexpensive. It's like $12 to get in. Good parking, not a problem. And so the convention center is huge. It's like three floors and there's just an amazing amount of things. My personal thing was I thought I was going to get to see jewelry. Gem and minerals to me means jewelry, and I'm thinking around my neck and around my wrist, but that's not it at all. That's a part of it, but not all of it. What you have in your background is a huge part of it, which is just the minerals, and there are so many ways that you can explore these minerals. The most fun for me was getting to the part which I didn't even know existed, was the geodes.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to that section. And they have tons of geodes sitting everywhere. They almost look like pumpkins in the grocery store. You pick one up, you go to a vendor, and he opens it for you.
Oh.
And I think we have a video and something that I gave you. And there's a huge crack because these things are they're just huge. And the size of, I'm going to say a cantaloupe. You can get bigger or smaller, but generally they're cantaloupe size. And they cannot tell you before you open it what color it's going to be inside. So I did two. The first one was a white color. And then the second one I did was more of a purple color. But watching people do it, I mean, they just come in rainbows of colors. And it's a fun, inexpensive souvenir to take home with you. But as I said, I wasn't there for the geodes. I was there for the jewelry.
The geodes are cool. I have one and I kept, you know, threatening to open it somewhere and I wanted to get my hammer and everybody stopped me. You know, it's like, don't, you know, but it's interesting because it can open up into like a bunch of crystals or it's going to be solid with those ripples on the inside. And then you can have it sluiced, which is really cool.
Yeah. So it's a chance you take as sort of a game of luck and depends on. And so go with an open mind. Maybe you get one, maybe you'll get the other. And I think they charge by the size. So I did two smaller ones. But I still have it. It's quite a treasure. It's in one of my bedrooms in the house. And, you know, I smile every time I see it. And I think if you bring kids, well, the adults loved it, but the kids really like it because there's a lot of smashing and yelling and woohooing about the color and awing and oohing. Now, that's what I expected in the jewelry part was the eyeing and the oohing and all that sort of thing.
Well, the thing is, it's such a huge event. And I know there's like an African village, too, which is really cool. You know, and there's a lot of, you know, gems and minerals are huge. You know, Nancy and I actually ran a website on them. And this, to me, is probably one of the most premier events to go to worldwide, not just in our country. This is a global showcase and security is high because people do try to steal stuff at this show. It's a big deal. So security's got to be high.
Security is very high because there are a ton of vendors everywhere. But in particular, I'm talking about the convention center today. And so booth after booth after booth of hundreds of trinkets, big things, little things, diamonds, people tend to really like the crystal necklaces, and they come in all sorts of prices because some of these things are quite elaborate and some of these things are quite simple, and that includes the diamonds as well. Different grades of diamonds. You can buy a diamond, you can buy a necklace, bracelet, whatever you want, but it's not, things aren't behind glass. They're right out to the public. People are picking up. There's crowds. It's really kind of exciting. You can go from place to place, and once you've sort of made the circle around, I'm talking about the jewelry, which will take you a while. But if you can remember your favorite places, you can go back and then maybe make a purchase or two. I certainly did. Besides those darn geodes,
Shocking.
I certainly had other things. So, it's just a really great place. There's a lot of educational stops. There's workshops within the convention center and outside of the convention center. There's award night. Everything you can possibly think of. So I sort of thought when I heard about the gem and mineral show, first thing that popped into my head was either it's going to be about a lot of rocks or it's going to be about a lot of jewelry, and it's about both. So I think you can learn whether you go for the rocks or the jewelry, you're going to learn something and you're going to be able to find something, and it's going to wow you. You're just going to be overwhelmed with the choices and the beauty of it. I mean, these people really did it, but the coordinators of this, as I understand it, are pretty much volunteer, which surprised me. And there is a society, I think, or an organization that helps put this on, but it's only like two people, and then everybody else is a volunteer. So you can imagine they're quite busy. Yeah, they're very busy, and they have media, press people from all over the world demanding attention and wanting to know this, that, and the other thing. But boy, if you can stay a few days, find a hotel, especially if you're on the shuttle line, you can find where that shuttle goes, and you can just hop on and hop off. Tucson is not a huge city, and where this is concentrated. I mean, they do have a couple events that take up football fields, which is very interesting. So there's dinners, and there's other people who aren't actually part of the show but have set up. You can see them. I mean, that would make sense. I mean, and there's just, that nighttime you can go out and go to Tucson, which is wonderful. It's a great tourist event. It actually really, really infuses the city with lots of money, and the state of Arizona with lots of money, actually. So lots, it takes lots and lots of coordination. It's a wondrous thing to see, whether you're there
Just
for
the
the jewelry,
colors.
the
The colors.
geodes. You can, it's really hard to explain. I think the picture behind you, the explosion of beauty behind you, is probably the best explanation that I can give you. You're just going to be awed, and especially if you're there for, I like the jewelry. I thought the jewelry was wonderful, and you said the African village is there, and that's a lot of beads. So if you're a bead person, or you want to do bead work or whatever, lots of times you just have to get to the right vendor for the right price. So I wouldn't say necessarily to buy the first things that you see. And if you go outside the convention center, you might even find things that are even less expensive. It's really fun to see the people, the jobbers that come in to buy huge amounts of stones for their companies, QVC, HSN, lots and lots of people. That's where they source a ton of what they do. And it's, if you can come on a day when they're sort of negotiating things, it's quite fun. They usually come early in the morning, but it's fun just to see the amount that they buy, for heaven's sakes, and the things that you probably will never see in your lifetime going to a jewelry store, I can tell you that, or going to a
Well,
craft fair, farmer's
I've
market.
had clients who go to these kinds of events, and that's where they go source things, and it's a really big deal. Like the whole African bead thing would be my alley. Like I used to have a jewelry business of doing bead work, and then I got into the beads, and then there went the business because I was so interested in the stories and because and there's things too with all the gems and minerals all have mythology connected and spiritual qualities, and so there's that side too. Did you see any of that kind of or is it just here's what it is. If you want it for spiritual reasons, good for
You
you.
know, it's a good question, and I'll tell you this: go early, early, early in the morning when they first open, when there's not a huge crowd, and you'll get a lot of the stories behind what you're looking at. You go mid-afternoon to late afternoon, all the crowds are there. They're just watching their inventory. They're watching to see who's going to buy. And they're not talking so much, and I don't blame them one little bit, right? They've got
Right.
to make their money and so forth. But if you go early, and there's like you and five other people, they're just willing to tell you the most wondrous stories of the properties of the minerals and the crystals and the geodes and why they're there and what, who started it and where they got them. That's fun, where they got them. And how many do you crack in a single day? And hundreds, hundreds. I mean, how many of these beautiful diamonds do you sell over this 2 or 3 week period? And that's something else to remember. Watch the dates every year. It's around the end of January, end of February. I think they often they are open on Valentine's Day. They try to make it during Valentine's so that you can go and buy a special present, take your special person and go get yourself something special. So it's an annual event, as we said. It's inexpensive, $12. I think children are like $4 or something like that. It's a good family event. It's a good dating event. It's just a good single. I went all by myself and had a wonderful time. And it's safe. It's very safe. You don't have to worry about anything, even in the outer areas. Everything is policed well, and there's no dark corners that you might feel
And
uncomfortable
Tucson
with.
is awesome. I love Tucson. I mean, that's where we lived before, being on the road full time with our Love Your Park store, but it's such a beautiful city. You're right. Go out and go out to dinner. Go, there's beautiful hotels and resorts to stay at. There's a botanical garden to go maybe the next day. The other big event that comes right after this is the Tucson Festival of Books, and that is massive too. It's one of the top in the country and the world as well. So Tucson does some good things, in
They do
regards
some
to these big
wonderful things,
events.
and they are really coming up in the culinary world. They are little by little, and they're beginning to get more and more. And if you look at the James Beard nominations, you'll see one, two. They're gaining a notoriety as they go along, which is really good. Tucson's putting some money in there. People are investing in there. It's just overall, it's a great vacation, winter vacation, because as I was telling you before we started this, it's 77 degrees today in January. And when we're recording
Nice.
this, 77. So you can come in your shorts. Great. Come on from
You just doing this
Wisconsin.
on purpose because we're in snow country right now?
Pacific Northwest, yes, come on down because it's really beautiful. Wear your shorts and your t-shirts. It's really, it's just really great. There's
That's a
many
whole other
activities.
thing. Go look at diamonds in your shorts and t-shirt and
Oh,
flip-flops.
I don't know. There's a picture that I did send you that shows that a whole space of diamonds, just one after another in little packets that you can just choose your own diamonds and I mean, and they have all colors of diamonds, not just clear diamonds. It's just a really save your money up, figure out what you might want. You'll probably change your mind when you're there, as I did. And necklace, bracelets, anklets were big, and
Oh, I like
beads. As
anklets.
you said, beads, crystals. I mean, you get these crystal necklaces would just shock and awe you. It's just wonderful.
It's good to go, man. And by the way, Tucson is a UNESCO World Heritage Site for gastronomy. So talking about food, it's good. It's really good. Some of the best Mexican food you'll find on the planet is in Tucson. I got a shout out for our town, man. It does,
You
and it
should
feels like a
because
town,
it is really trying. It is really trying. It is really coming up. They have a beautiful many art shows there that and more events. They have art shows meaning galleries, but they also are incorporating more and more events within that. So pretty much you could go year round and just be happy as heck. I mean, and as you said, the food, oh my gosh, the food is so wonderful. The hotels are great. Nothing wrong with
I
Tucson,
want
that's
some
for darn sure.
Mexican food.
Yeah, I know.
I did have some salsa at breakfast, so I thought of you.
Did you? Pretty darn wonderful. Yeah, my favorite now is in Scottsdale.
Oh.
Yeah, Scottsdale is another city that really has put a bunch of money in their downtown area, and the people that live in that area want it to be a great place to visit. So, then go to Tucson, go to Scottsdale, get a pair of cowboy boots.
Oh, but you're going to
Yeah.
put rhinestones on your cowboy boots, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's all sparkly. Everything's quite wonderful. It's this is a great town to sparkle up, I'll tell you that. And
Yeah.
everybody just goes, oh yeah, look at that sparkly person. It's good.
Yeah, that's right. You're the diva. Everyone, Diva Linda's here every first Saturday. So you can see her article on Blend Radio and TV.com, linked in the show notes. Also follow her at allingoodtaste.info. But again, this 2024 event, the Tucson Festival, this, I was going to say festival, folks, the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show is on this year, 2024, until the 11th of February. But if you can't make it this year, plan for next year, go to their website and we'll mo make sure that's in the show notes as well for you to go and follow. And, make plans to do it. It's epic. It's an epic event. And Tucson is epic too. And you got Saguaro National Park right there. So just saying.
And the botanical gardens. I love the botanical
Oh.
garden. Unbelievable.
It is awesome. Well, you take care, Diva Linda. Enjoy that 77-degree weather.
Yeah, it's very nice.
The sunshine makes her sparkle.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio with travel writer Linda Kassam. Keep up with Linda at allingoodtaste.info. You can read her articles in Big Blend magazines and keep up with us at bigblendradio.com.